TanCast does not represent the stand-up of Tim Babb.
These conversations are raw, explicit,
and contain adult themes and content.
This podcast is not recommended for younger listeners or anyone.
Noah, you are a liar. You are clearly not ready.
Doing no talking.
What?
Oof. Noah, say something. Is Noah gone or is Noah trying things? Noah's gone.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are experiencing technical difficulties. Please stand by.
So, Tim, I'd ask you how you are, but that's kind of like the whole point of the podcast.
Yeah, I was like, so let's talk about current events. Oh, well, we don't want to talk about current events while he's gone. That's the point of what we're going to do.
So how's your family? Oh, that's also topical for the podcast. What are your thoughts on cheese? Oh, you know what? We really should not mind anything that we're not going to record.
You can ask my thoughts on cheese. I don't give a fuck.
You give a fuck about cheese?
I don't give a fuck about cheese. Cheese can suck my nuts.
What about sharp cheddar?
Fuck sharp cheddar. I like a mild cheddar, if anything.
Oh. What about that four cheese Mexican blend? Like Monterey Jack and cheddar? I don't know. Queso.
I guess I used it on tacos?
Okay.
Is that where you're going with this?
Yeah, yeah. Tacos, breakfast burritos, all good things. So on your nuts?
Naturally.
Yeah. Everyone loves cheesy nuts.
Everyone loves cheesy nuts. It's a jingle for cheesy nuts.
It is. Cheesy nuts has a jingle now.
As well it should.
Indeed. How mental would it be if this episode winds up named Cheesy Nuts and people are listening to the whole fucking thing wondering when we're going to say it?
Fuck it. Let's talk about something. We're running out of time.
Yeah. We may as well make... Welcome to TaCast.
Tim.
Andy.
Noah.
TanCast.
Hi, I'm Tim Babb, an extremely obscure stand-up comedian. I started this podcast because I thought it might be interesting to find out what makes a comedian laugh. In my case, it's my two old roommates, Andy and Noah. They're not comedians, but they always used to make me laugh. But now we don't live together anymore. So, we decided we'd do this podcast every week and try and make each other laugh. And record it, so maybe we make a few of you laugh as well. This week, Noah has some serious internet problems, Andy gets a new cat, and I spend a week on my own without my family. And when you hear this sound... that means we've put a link to whatever we were just talking about in the show notes. Okay, let's start the show.
TanCast.
Welcome to fucking Fuckcast.
Fucking Fuckcast. For all your fucking fuck needs.
I am Tim, the T in fucking Fuckcast.
I am Andy, the A in fucking Fuckcast.
And that absence you hear is Noah. You know how every so often I'll play a little bit of him having internet trouble before we get started? Well, he's been having internet trouble for the last 20 minutes, so Andy and I decided to get started on our own.
Yep. That's how we do. We abandon our friends in their times of need.
If he can, I mean, he's still working on it. Maybe he'll hop on before this episode is over, but... that was me not holding my breath.
All right. And this is me not crossing any of my fingers.
Oh, I thought it was you, like, masturbating.
Oh, no. No.
There's a cat in my backyard. Oh. 3, 2, 1. Scare the cat! Get out of my backyard. Stop shitting. Stop shitting in my backyard. You! Stop shitting in my backyard! I don't want any cat shit! That's right. Better get to stepping.
Oh, well, I am the Zen counterbalance to you, then.
Why, you like lots of cat shit in your backyard?
Not in my backyard, but apparently I decided I didn't have enough cat shit in my life.
Did you procure yourself a new cat?
How the fuck was everyone's week? Was it good times or was it bleak? We'll find out on our very next segment. How's your motherfucking week?
We do have a new cat. We'd been waiting to kind of see how our existing cat, Kratos, was doing. Oh, no, it may or may not be coming back, but I'm just going to keep on keeping on. We decided to see how he was adjusting. We didn't see any signs like we did when we lost Nippy's brother 9 years ago, where she was just like... Noah tried to join and failed. That was awful. She was inconsolable. Like, she was just wandering the house, like, looking depressed. She was meowing for her brother to come out. And we had, you know, we had said, you know, that losing Boris was, like, just so painful. that we weren't just going to, like, you know, race out to replace him just to, you know, fill a hole in our lives or whatever. But, you know, when we saw how she was reacting, that was when we decided that she needed a companion. So Kratos responded quite a bit differently, but we still saw a lot of signs of, like, him being really needy. So he wasn't, like, acting depressed, but it was like he needed people's attention on him all the time. All the time. So, hey, there he is. Noah's back. I'm talking cats.
All right. Noah's here, everybody. He's joined us for the rest of this episode.
Yes.
Or as much as we can tolerate.
So anyways, cats. We noticed that he was being really needy, and I had pointed out to my wife that we're planning on going to California for like a week or two in December. I was like, you know, if he's this needy right now, what happens when we leave? Like, does he just go full meltdown if he doesn't have a friend to play with? So she finally decided that she was going to try to find another cat. So she started the online hunt, you know, reading about them. Found a little one, tiny. So I hadn't realized.
No, you might
exactly.
want to go ahead and break your router. This story is taking way longer than I thought it was going to. Okay. Hey, we bought a cat. That's how long it should take. We got a goddamn cat.
Well, so this is the thing, is we've had ginormous cats up until now. Like, even Kratos, we got him small, and he's always been skinny and everything.
Tell us the
Kayla
thing,
Andy. Kayla just
took
him to the vet and found out he's 14 pounds, which is fucking huge. This new cat is 6 pounds, so she feels like picking up a fucking feather compared to him. Like, I think I'm going to break her someday. Just not even notice. I'm
not
just going to roll
pounds.
Over on her.
Oh, shit.
Wow. Oh, Christ. Noah's just always going to be living in the past.
Yay!
So she gets along fine with the family. he has not freaked out about her like he did with the cat that we were pet sitting for a little while. But she has freaked the fuck out about him. She is definitely scared of him. I think it's because, and again, this is where the weights become important. I don't think she knows what to do with a cat that is, like, literally almost 3 times her size. I think the first time he walked in the room, she was like, what the fuck is that? No, 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 that's not a cat.
What do you do with a cat like that?
So, we're still in the introductory period. Technically, we're fostering her while we figure out, you know, are these cats going to like each other or attempt to murder each other repeatedly? So we'll find out. But in the meantime, Tim, I now have 2 sources of cat poop, 50% more enrichment on my life. Although she is smaller, so she makes smaller poops.
That was a great story. I'm glad we started off with it.
Oh, you're welcome.
Can you hang yourself with a microphone cord? Seems too flimsy, but I bet I could get it done.
I can guarantee you I can't. That thing's going to break under all this weight.
So Noah, how was your week? Andy, you just blew your how was your week. That's it. You don't get anything else. You can...
Tim, that was the only thing of note in my week.
I feel like I'm on a totally different show right now.
Feel like you're on a totally different one right now?
Fuck.
Show?
Yeah. Damn. All right. So I'm going to tell you about my week. I guess you won't say anything for a little while because you won't hear me until like 10 seconds later.
It's okay. Well,
if you don't
do
say
it.
Anything, we can't hear you for any seconds.
This is true. I saw Terminator Genisys with Tim.
Ooh. Nice.
And it was good.
Yes, it was.
And we did a little mini episode, so I think Tim will post that at some point. I will say I don't think it's as bad as people are making out. Also went back and watched Terminator 1. It was interesting to kind of see what, I guess, spoilers. It was interesting to see what they had done as far as recreating the first Terminator in the Terminator Genisys.
I don't know if that's a spoiler. I think people know that they're going back into the first movie.
Well, since it's right there in all of the trailers. Yeah.
Yeah, but they spoiled a ton in the trailer, so.
Yes.
If you haven't seen any of the trailers for Terminator Genisys, don't. Just go see the movie. If a trailer comes on, go, and click it off.
I agree with that statement. That's what I did. Well, I saw one trailer, and I forgot most of it. And then it was like, so it was really refreshing watching the movie. I'm like, oh, I didn't know this was going to happen. And the rest of my week was pretty dull. So there's that.
Okay.
Oh, and I saw Tim at a barbecue, which we might record afterwards. That was my week. I'm done.
Well, I think your story was slightly better than mine and definitely shorter. So congratulations, Noah. You win this week.
I know. It was also less audible. So we don't know if he was sticking shitty details about fucking cats and their sizes and how he procured them in between the details we couldn't hear.
Cat sizes were relevant. Oh, I'm sorry. Should I go all Terminator Genesis trailers and just spoil the whole story for you right up front?
No, you should go all Terminator Genesis. Go back to the beginning of that story and stop yourself from telling it.
Come with me if you want your audience to live.
Kill yourself.
Oh, no.
I get that joke because I've seen the Terminator Genesis trailer.
What?
That spoiled the shit out of that kill yourself moment.
Not really.
Where Arnold shoots Arnold?
Oh, that's not himself.
Well, I thought that was the reference I know it was making.
No.
Maybe, oh, maybe I should kill myself then.
Yeah. Yes.
Now you get it.
Oh, we are not friends.
No, I love you, Andy.
What am I doing on this Tancast? Why do I pay for hosting?
Oh, speaking of which, I have a question about my new podcast about hosting, but we'll talk about that later. Okay. Offline, perhaps.
Yeah, yeah. I figured Tancast listeners didn't need to hear about another podcast that doesn't even exist yet.
Oh, but it will. There's a new podcast coming. You just wait.
I can feel it coming in
my hair tonight.
Oh, wow.
No? Too soon? Well, let's see. My wife and kids have been out.
Oh, yeah.
Christ on a cracker.
I don't even know what he said. I was busy talking.
He was singing along with us.
Oh,
like,
Lord.
Like a minute later.
Well, you know what? For the listeners, he will have sung along.
All right. Tim will fix it in the edit, like George Lucas.
This will all be fixed in editing. It'll be amazing.
Yep, we're going to put fucking a digital Jabba the Hutt in there, and Noah's going to stand on his tail. It'll be fine.
Yep, just going to erase all of the guns, put walkie-talkies in their hands.
So my wife and my kids are in Pittsburgh currently, in fact. Oh. So I've had the house to myself all pretty much since Tuesday.
Oh, wow. Place is going to look like a Jackson Pollock painting.
Too late.
Yeah, all right.
So I celebrated by Tuesday going out to a movie with Noah, which we've already heard about. Mm. Wednesday, I had a comedy show, which went pretty well. Nothing too amazing to report about that comedy show. Thursday, doing fucking recording a video for YouTube and then going to upload it, and then fucking YouTube wouldn't take it. I was like, son of a bitch!
Why wouldn't it take it?
It said we can't upload it. And then I clicked that, and like, click here to find out why. And it's like, do you have any special characters?
Your video was too big for YouTube, Tim.
Yeah, my big, fat, meaty YouTube video was too big.
Tim's tube is greater than YouTube.
But then it said something like, do you have any special characters? And I was like, it had an apostrophe S. I was like, is that a thing you can't take anymore? So then I edited that out, and it still said, no, can't do it. And then I said, well, why? Do you have any special characters? I took care of that! Did you take care of that? Yes, no. Yes. Okay, great. Re-upload it. And I did, and it still didn't work. I was like, son of a bitch! But it worked out, because it was the video I just posted earlier this morning of Darth Vader and Kermit the Frog singing the alphabet song. Kind of a parody on that Sesame Street clip where Kermit and little girl are singing the alphabet and sheep saying Cookie Monster. That was the parody video I was making.
Ah.
But yesterday I had a comedy gig and I got there way too early. Two doors down was a Party City. And so I'm looking at the Party City and they had a zip-up hoodie that had Darth Vader, you know, like Darth Vader's chest on the hoodie.
Oh, yeah.
And some gloves for the Halloween costume, which were way cheaper than they are during Halloween, so I bought both those things and broke even on my gig.
All right.
Tim's doing it.
And then I re-recorded the video, and I uploaded the version to YouTube where I'm wearing this sweet Darth Vader new duds that I just bought.
Nice.
So, YouTube, you fucked me, but you made me better.
Party City unfucked you.
That's right. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
You made me better.
Like... doctor at Planned Parenthood.
So it was a show. It was like a private show for this beauty place that like they do skin shit, I think. Oh, no, they do waxing. I know that's part of it.
I was going to say, skin shit sounds awesome.
Well, because they asked that one of them kept asking me if I was going to go get a man Brazilian. I'm like, no, I'm not. They're like, we're going to make your appointment. I'm like, no, you're not. I know you want to see my dick, but you cannot.
No, they just wanted to give you, you know, one of them.
Hey, that was almost right after I said it.
Yay!
Yay! Da 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 da.
Da 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 da, we slug slightly less.
We're back, baby.
But like, so, and there was also like a group of them that was, some of them that worked there, and then some of them were just their friends, and they were like there for, just before they went to a bachelorette party. So it was a lot of very, well, the whole audience, well, A, there wasn't a ton of it, but there was a ton of a super attractive, there wasn't a ton, but there was a ton, that doesn't make any sense. But of the people who were there, it was mostly younger, attractive women. Mm-hmm. And a couple of us went out to eat after the show, me and the other comedian and some of the other people who ran it, and then some of the other gals.
Okay, so you went to eat out.
Exactly. And one gal just kept asking us questions, like, okay, what did you want to be when you grow up? And we would go around the table, and she'd like, okay, I need to come up with more questions. I'm like, this isn't a talk show, David Letterman. Fucking calm down. We can all just have whatever banter we want to have.
No, Tim, and you must ask questions.
No, she's got a structure conversation.
Apparently. And then at one point, I was asking her... Oh, I'd heard while she was in the bathroom, like, oh, yeah, you got to be careful with her. She used to be a cop. I was like, really? She used to be a cop? That's interesting. And so she came back to the table. I was like, where'd you used to be a cop? She's like, how'd you know? What? Who said I was a cop? I'm a cop? I never said I was a cop. I'm only in my 20s. I was like, you told me you were in your 40s earlier. You believe me? Does this face look like a 40-year-old face? I was like, fucking quit dodging the question. I'm not trying to get in your pants. I'm just wanting some information. Were you a cop or not?
Okay, that's kind of weird.
Did you ever arrest Tito? Because a chick with a face like yours arrested Tito. And Tito's my boy.
I had a neighbor who was a cop, and I knew some of her cop friends, and I wanted to know if she knew my neighbor. Because, if they were cops in the same area. And I was like, so that's what I was asking. Where were you a cop? Huh. And she just kept dodging the question. Until I was like, look, I'm not trying to get in your pants. I'm just trying to ask this question.
What'd she say to that?
No, everybody else was too busy laughing. And that's when I realized, you know, last week were we talking about this on air? Like, if we were single, whether or not we'd be as good with the ladies now that we're older?
Yeah.
No, we were not talking about that on air.
Oh, we were?
No, because I answered honestly.
Well, that's a good fucking question to talk about on air. Because I now have the definitive answer. No, I would not be any better with the ladies. The only reason I am more confident talking to women is because I know it doesn't. There's no stakes. I know if I went back to being single, I would still be worried about the stakes, and I would still, you know, be hemming and you know, like my answers would still be, you know, reserved or whatnot. The only reason I can talk to women confidently now is like, I don't give a shit.
I don't know, pretty girl. What answer do you want me to give?
Exactly.
I think.
Oh, I'm sorry. Oh, no, you don't look 40. Like I would come up with some bullshit like that, like backpedaling or, you know. But I was like, listen.
I mean, I feel like I would say the same thing. Like you said, you were 40. Like. Like, I don't know.
What do you want me to tell you?
I just believe you. I think you would lie to me as soon as we met.
Well, I didn't say that, but I was like, look, just answer the question. Why are you for all this? Until Your my Honor, bacon burger gets here, this is the best I can do for entertainment. Come on.
Permission to treat her as a hostile witness.
I think when you get older, the stakes... Like, the stakes don't really matter as much as you think they do. Like, obviously, they matter somewhat because you want to, you know, go out on the second date with that person. But, like, I think, I don't know, I've gotten to a point where it's like, all right, if you don't like me for who I am, like, I don't know, that's fine. Like, I'll find someone else who does. Like, there are plenty of other people out there. Like, granted, there is some, you have to be tactful because, like, you know, people don't want all your shit at once, right? Like, you don't want you to just vomit, like, your life story of them the first time you meet them because that freaks people out. But... I think for the most part, you can just kind of be yourself. And, like, you know, some people will be into it, some people won't.
Yeah, well, that's way better than, like, going on a date and, like, trying to pretend to be something else.
Yeah.
Hi, I'm Casanova. No, you're not.
But, yeah, like, I feel like the stakes, I mean, don't really matter. I feel, well, I'm like, eh, you know, I'm charming enough. I'm sure somebody will like me eventually. It'll be fine.
I'm charming enough. That's
plus,
really
you know,
the...
if they stick with it for long enough, eventually they discover the cock.
You know, I bathe regularly, have a little money, you know. These are good things.
Yeah. everybody's always talking about how they have money. Look at you.
And take baths. I've always found that to be optional. Guys, my wife won't touch me.
It's so funny. Like,
I just throw a little baby powder on there. It confuses everybody. They think I smell good.
Like, and then they're like, will you impregnate me? I don't know why, but I'm thinking babies right now.
Tim, were you fucking a baby?
All right.
Yeah, no. Tim's like, yes, I was.
Hey, what? No. Why am I? No.
Sicko Tim.
Oh, baby. Oh, baby. Oh, baby. Oh, baby.
Tim likes to sing that Justin Bieber song, but it has a different context.
That's offensive because you think I like to sing a Justin Bieber song.
I knew that was going to be the part that Tim hated. Listen. Child rape is one thing, but Bieber is a whole other fucking level of inappropriate.
I have inoculated against Bieber fever. I got vaccinated for that shit.
Oh, baby. Oh.
Speaking of shitty music, this Ariana Gigante, or what is her fucking last name?
Bull.
Grande?
Yeah.
I have no fucking clue.
Oh, yeah.
That's
me
how
either.
Inoculated I am.
Well, yeah, you're not even on Facebook. But, like, her name was trending because she licked some donuts and said she hates America. Like,
which
was so annoying. I didn't even.
That when something happens, you can't find the original video. Like, people mention the video. I'm like, link to the fucking video.
First of all, I hate when people on Facebook link to an article that has the video embedded. Fuck, it's a YouTube video. Link straight to the YouTube video. I don't have time for the stupid shit that's going to crash my phone browser.
I do not give a shit what the Huffington Post has to say about the video. Like, hey, there's a video. Click here for the video. We're talking about the video. Yeah, okay. Fucking video. Just video is all I want.
Yes, especially now. Like, Comic-Con is going on right now, and they're like, oh my gosh, Harrison Ford was there. Just click on this article to see the article about the video where we link the video. Just show me the fucking video!
The entirety of the audio is, or the video, the article, fuck my mouth.
Gladly.
The entirety of the content that they add is something saying, this is a Harrison Ford video. Let us describe it for you. No, I just want to play it.
That's the thing. They hardly ever just describe it. They're like, this video is awesome. Click it on it. I'm like, well, fuck you. This was this was not worth anything.
We must go to different sites and get mad at them.
I usually just like, oh, what's that? And I exit out and go to my YouTube app and look it up.
Apparently her name is Ariana Grande.
Yes, because I tweeted, I'm like, is she the one who makes those Starbucks drinks? Like, why do people care? And apparently she's a singer.
She did a song with Iggy Azalea.
Whose 15 minutes were up 15 minutes ago.
No, she's still hot. She's still hot.
No.
Yeah, you're old, no,
apparently
no, but
not.
She's hot.
Is she just dissed Britney Spears.
Oh, goodness. That totally makes her relevant. Britney Spears was over 20 minutes ago.
Well, they did a song together, and it didn't do very well. And she complained it was because Britney didn't promote it. And Britney was like, well, I have a fucking gig I do in Vegas that I have an exclusive contract. I can't go out and tour with our shitty song.
That seems like a reasonable reason. Also, Britney has an exclusive contract in Vegas now?
Yeah, she has one of those resident shows at Caesars.
How old are we?
We are fucking old.
Because, like, she's replacing, like, Joan Rivers and, like, Siegfried and Roy and, like, the thing that all the white hairs go for.
My high school our high school reunion committee emailed me. They're like, we were talking at the committee and wondering who's coming. We're making sure you're coming. I was like, Jesus Christ. How shitty is it attendance that you're contacting people individually?
No, it's how important is Tim.
All right, I'll go with that.
Everyone wants Tim. Because if Tim goes, everyone's going.
Tim's going to be the only one that's there.
I said, well, I was going to go with my buddy Andy, but it turns out my buddy Andy is a fucking douche nozzle, and he's not coming.
Andy's a piece of shit anyways. They don't care.
I wanted to come with him as my date, because that would be awesome. Hey, we're gay. Ha ha.
That would be awesome. Oh, I'm going to see if I can change my... Can I crash on your couch?
I'll go and pretend I'm Andy.
This is Andy, everybody. What?
It was like, yep, I came out as black.
I identify as black now, like the NAACP chick.
I felt like a black man, but I really committed to it. Check this out. I
always felt like a black man trapped in a fat white guy's body.
He has a cover story on Vanity Fair. Call me Jamal.
Take some sexy pictures.
You can tell everybody you had the bottom surgery done. That's a big dick joke, Noah.
I know.
You'll hear it tomorrow.
I do not admire your job, Tim.
My job?
Yeah, just editing all this together.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
The one you're not getting paid for, Tim, that job.
I was like, wait, what? Comedy?
The job fucking rocks. That pays you nothing.
Comedy?
I'm sorry, I'm going to have to be more specific. Because now you're referring to both this and comedy.
The one that doesn't give you discounts on...
All right, well, I'm going to edit it out because I don't talk about the fact that I worked on in public.
I didn't say...
Will you fucking stop talking about it? We're editing this out. This is going to be a short episode anyway.
The shit we put Tim through. I know sometimes you guys feel bad about the shit that you put me through, but like we're literally stealing Tim's life when we get up Tim's ass.
Get out of my ass!
It's so warm and cozy in your ass.
Oh, that's for Andy only.
Joke's on you, it's stinky up there.
Oh, that's okay.
And it smells like processed bacon.
Oh, yeah. Oof. So that's the other part of how my week was. We had a meeting 2 days ago, some other team, but like they ordered way too much pizza. So it was like a shitload of leftover pizza. And the meeting broke up like literally as I was about to walk out the door to go get some food. And I was like, oh, food came to me. So I grabbed a bunch of pizza. Got home that night and Kane was like, I don't feel like cooking, but we do have a lot of leftover pizza. I'm like, sure, good enough. Went to work the next day. We had a lunch meeting with a bunch of people. We ordered pizza from exactly the same place as the lunch before. I was like, you know, it was good yesterday. I'm sure it'll be okay today. And the person who ordered the pizza, I think there were 8 of us in the room, and they ordered 4 large pizzas. Like, when I gave you suggestions, it was like, pick 2 of these 4 things that I'm saying. Not all 4 of them. But we got all 4. So, I just kept seeing how much pizza. Like, I kept, like, grabbing a slice. Like, we're not making a dent in this fucking pizza. Especially since one of the people... I knew that she was Muslim, and there was a pizza that, you know, without any pork anything on it. I forgot it was Ramadan, and she wasn't going to be eating anyways. So there were 7 of us in the room eating it all, and one of us is gluten free, so she was having a salad. So only 6 of us having those 4 large pizzas. And then I realized, like, kind of halfway through the meeting, I was like, oh, I'm starting to not feel okay. Oh, that's because finishing off these pizzas is not like a personal challenge to you, Andy. You should stop. Stop stuffing pizza in your head. So all of that cheese and all of that pizza goodness from, you know, like 3 meals over the course of 20-something hours. Last night when I texted you guys, oh, it was there was hot, hot heat flowing out my back channel. It was... I think I texted you that I thought that I must have stunk up all the toilets in Georgia simultaneously, because that was... That was awful. Like, apparently my body, it wasn't like, you know, pepperoni where it's like, oh, my tummy is too sensitive and I can't have spicy things anymore, which is another thing that I've discovered about myself. But apparently large quantities of cheese for most of the meals for a day and a half is also something that I am now too old for. Because it wasn't just that it was hot, hot heat. It was like it took forever. It was like slow lava. Like, not that explosive Mount St. Helens stuff. It was like that running slowly towards the village while everyone screams in Hawaii thing.
Wonderful.
So there's your update on how my poop went.
How the fuck was everyone's poop?
Was it runny and did it droop?
Oh, dear.
Oh, my.
I think that's all the news for me.
That's Cat. All the news that's shit to print.
Cat stuff, and my colon is older.
Woo! We're exciting.
Indeed. Living the life. Oh, there was one more thing that excited me. It's someone else's news.
Oh, I hope he tells me!
But I will share it.
7 minutes!
So you guys know I'm going to Dreamforce.
And pizza. And shitty.
Nope, doesn't involve cats or pizza.
Please let it involve his kid!
Not my kid! It involves the Foo Fighters, who I get to see this year. Which is awesome, because the Foo Fighters did a Dreamforce 7 years ago, and I got asked out of seeing that one.
I hate when I get asked out of things.
Yes.
So they're performing at Dreamforce?
7 years ago, I think maybe have been the one that I asked myself out of by failing. Yes, that is. That's the Dreamforce I missed because I fail.
So they're performing at Dreamforce again this year,
they
Noah
are.
Says?
Yes.
Okay.
They are, ergo my excitement. I mean, Dreamforce itself is worthwhile even if they don't have the band. But, you know, optional extra. It's good to have.
Excellent.
Like floor mats in your car. Floor mats or Foo Fighters, either one. Good choices.
Floor mats. I thought you said farmhands. I was like, what are
farmhands
in your car
in your car, you know. Gotta harvest the seed wheat.
In case you break down in the middle of 40 acres or something?
Yep. Can you all get out and just chop away this corn so I can get back to the highway? Sorry, I was going to make a fertilizer joke, and then I realized I was going to try to turn that back into Tim's alone and his wife's not there, and he's fertilizing everything. But I wasn't quite sure how to get it, so I just figured I'd hand you the structure. Tim, go do something with this.
All right, that's an IKEA joke, where like you take the pieces and go make it at home, and you'll probably have some left over at the end, but it'll be good enough.
There may be one or two missing parts, but you can always go back to the store.
Or just be like, fuck it, hopefully it stays together.
Won't really support your weight, because it's made of balsa humor.
Oh, have you guys seen the picture of IKEA Jesus?
No.
A Jewish friend of mine sent me this. He said, I'm not even the right religion for this, and I still feel like I'm going to go to hell for it. So I'll send it to you. It'll be in the show notes. Just go ahead and laugh and pretend that I already got it out for you. Here you go.
All right.
I didn't want to read what the thing actually is, because it's sort of a visual joke.
We're sputtering to a close.
We are. Well, it's about time to wrap this shit show up anyways. So
yay! No. It's the shit show starring us. We're shit! It's the shit show. And we've got lots of great shit.
Da 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 da. Wow. We reference a lot of random shit. So for the listeners, that was a Mystery Science Theater 3000 the movie joke.
Yeah, but that reference at least works on its own.
This is true. But people should know that we're not creative. That really we're like every rapper everywhere, and we're just stealing our beats from other people.
Huh.
Repurposing.
If you tweet hashtag Darth Vader, it gives you a little icon of a stormtrooper helmet.
Nifty.
Something I just found out. Seems like it would give you a icon of a Darth Vader helmet, but, you know, do what you do, Twitter.
Wait, why does the hashtag give you a picture?
They just insert it into the tweet.
Yeah, like a little emoticon.
Oh, I didn't know that was a thing now.
Well, it's not using an emoji for it. It's actually just an icon on their site, so I don't even think that that it works on their mobile. Well, maybe their mobile site, but not the mobile app.
Ah, that's all I use. That's all I use for Twitter.
I use that in my thumbs. I guess Noah's just, like, beaming his thoughts into the Twitter box.
Slap my dick against the screen.
Wait. What's all you use for Twitter?
The mobile app.
Mobile.
Oh, that's what I use.
Oh, and you saw it?
Yeah.
Oh, kudos, Twitter. Go in there.
I don't know if I use the mobile app, but I use a mobile app.
I don't use the official Twitter mobile app.
Ah.
I may not. I'm not sure. I'm pretty sure
Twitter.
It works. And the well.
Or something.
Yeah.
Exciting stuff.
I see the little icon, Tim. That's adorable. Interesting. It looks like they're actually using the helmet from the new trilogy that's coming up. Maybe. It looks kind of like the iPhone Stormtrooper.
The Stormtrooper 6S is out.
It's a little bit wider.
But it still doesn't shoot right. But you can hear the Wilhelm scream in high definition.
Oh, man, I watched something. I don't know. It was WatchMojo.com or somebody had like just a collection of places where the Wilhelm scream had come up. And after watching it and hearing the Wilhelm scream over and over and over again, now I pick it out, and it takes me out of the movie a little bit every fucking time somebody uses it. Like, I was watching, I think it was like one of Drew's cartoons where something happened, and somebody had done the Wilhelm scream, and I was like, hey, holy shit! This is a child's cartoon. No fucking, like, audio editor is going to hear this and know what that is. Like, they're not paying attention to this. I guess they're just doing it for all the adults like me who've had their brain wrecked by WatchMojo.com. WatchMojo.com.
I watch a lot of WatchMojo.com. I do think they're running out of things to list.
I do too, especially considering how much of their recent stuff has been another X of Y.
Like, well, even the ones that aren't another, it's like top 10 fights that take place in underground in movies.
Yeah. And then you go back and you look at their history, and they already did top 10 fights that take place in caves.
Oh, WatchMojo.
I mean, you gotta run out of stuff sometime.
Yeah, well, they set a really high bar for themselves. New stuff every day!
And they post multiple lists every day. Not just, like, one new list every day. Yet, I still click every single day.
I don't every day, but I do enough.
That is my bedtime ritual. Like, when I go to cozy into bed, I watch a WatchMojo video as I'm drifting to sleep. So I don't often make it to number one.
All right.
Sometimes their lists are too long.
Well, just as long as you don't also number two in bed.
Too late.
Oh, no.
Poopies. okay, no one's here.
All right. And just roll around in your own warmth.
Oh. Mm. It's only warm for the first couple minutes.
Mmm, a poo hug just for me.
Great voice.
Thank you.
All right, well, that was Tancast for this week. next week, we'll be playing our Noah and I's spoilerific review of Terminator Genesis. So, see Terminator Genesis before next week. That's our attempt to help the box office for Terminator Genesis.
Yay!
Or don't listen to the episode.
No, listen to the episode. Listen to the fucking episode right now. Well, when it comes out.
Well, but then we ruin for them if they haven't seen Terminator Genesis.
Well, then they need to go see Terminator Genesis, Noah.
But if they don't listen to the episode.
Noah, you fuck, you're not in charge of marketing. Shut up.
Don't tell me what to do. You're not my father.
I am your father.
Did you say farter?
I was trying to, in the middle of it, I was like, oh, I should do an Arnold Schwarzenegger accent because we're talking about Terminator. And then it just didn't happen. So I said fodder more than father.
California.
But I think we're back the week after that. Are we recording the week of July 25th?
Yes.
Or the weekend of July 25th?
We may need to go a little early because that's the week that my my in-laws arrive.
So early, like during the week?
Yeah, like Thursday. Possibly.
The 23rd?
I think I can do that. All right, we'll figure it out.
All right.
Remember, never trust my internet connection to work.
You're doing it like a former cop who is for some reason guarded about her secrets, who gets called her bullshit by a guy who doesn't care.
And lies about her fucking age.
Yeah.
I mean, she told the truth, then she just tried to cover it up.
Which is odd.
Like, that's out of the bag. I don't tell you.
Maybe she's going to be running for office, and she wants to get used to like saying things and then backpedaling from them.
Well, all right. Well, good for her.
Yeah. This week I hate that Noah is going to be much more popular with my graduating class than I ever was.
Thank you for listening to this episode of Tancast. If you liked it, please tell your friends about it. Post about it on social media, your Twitters, your Facebooks, your MySpace if you're stuck in 2007. Subscribe to us on iTunes and maybe even write us a review on iTunes. If you prefer to get your podcast on Stitcher, don't worry, Tancast is there as well. Go to Tancast.com for all your Tancast needs. Leave comments on this episode. Read blogs whenever we get around to posting them. And you can find links to our Facebook page, our Twitter page, and our Zazzle store. Thanks, as always, to DJ Technoid, who created the official Tancast theme, and big thanks to Angela, who created the official Tancast artwork. All right, that's enough plugs. Time to end the show, but please come back again next week. Please.
And stop.
All right. Well, never mind. I thought we were going to get some post-show banter out of it. Nope, too late.
Nope.
And fucking stopped.
I thought Noah had to go. I didn't stop.
You stopped.
I didn't stop.
You're a piece of shit.
I said stop and didn't stop.
Fuck you.
No, don't fuck me.